On Northern Kentucky University Week, air pollution is still a killer all over the world. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Christine Curran, associate professor of biological sciences, examines how it affects more than just the lungs.
The World Health Organization estimates that air pollution kills 7 million people a year and that 90% of the world's population breathes unhealthy air. Although most people understand air pollution harms the lungs, that's not the whole story. We're concerned because air pollution can also harm the developing brain. There's increasing evidence that air pollution can have lifelong impacts following exposure during pregnancy and early life. For example, children exposed to high levels of pollution are more likely to have trouble in school, more likely to have behavioral problems, and more likely to suffer depression. In our lab, we're working to identify genetic differences that affect an individual's susceptibility to traffic-related air pollution, or TRAP. These chemicals are also found in grilled food and cigarette smoke. So most of us are exposed to these pollutants every time we drive down the highway or enjoy a burger off the grill. We use mice with genetic differences similar to humans. In this way, we compare the effects of the same level of pollution on mice with different genetic combinations. We test their learning and memory, coordination and balance, and their response to stress. Then we look inside the brain to see if there were changes in neurotransmitters, the chemicals the brain uses to communicate. Changes can affect everything from your mood to your ability to remember where you left your car keys. Our early work definitely indicates that genetic differences affect susceptibility, and that information could help protect those at highest risk. By intervening early in life, there's hope we can mitigate the effects of traffic-related air pollution and improve the quality of life for those in the most polluted neighborhoods.
That was Christine Curran of Northern Kentucky University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.